Okay, we have reached the home stretch of this program on a Saturday morning on KFGO. I think I'm going to get the boat out later today. Radio Waves has not been out yet. It's been in my garage, whimpering, pouting, begging me to take her out. And I said, you know what, darling? It's way too cold out. We're not going to go out yet. But I think even though this afternoon, it ain't exactly looking like it's going to be tropical weather, I may have to get Radio Waves down to Minstrel Lakes country and just get her in the water just to remind her of what the wetness of the lakes feel like and get her ready, make sure she starts and get all that stuff going. So I might do that later today. In the meantime, let's finish our conversation with Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort. His appearance is brought to you by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Little gap there in my brain. Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. And by the way, you can buy Warrior Boats right here in Fargo, Moorhead at Kovash Marine, and as well at Woodland Marine, the nation's top seller of Warrior Boats, right there in the property of Woodland Resort on Creel Bay on Devil's Lake. Jeff, when we left last talk to you, we were talking about slip bobbering for walleyes. Give us the quick primer on what type of equipment you need to slip bobber. What are you looking for in terms of depth or structure? And what kind of bait do you use for slip bobbering walleyes?
The best thing I can tell you is start with a rod and a reel. I use a spinning rod and a reel. I like to use a 7-foot rod and reel, medium action, extra fast tip. The reason why I do that is I run a 10-pound fire line behind it. There's no stretch with the fire line, so you want your rod to act as a shock absorber. So when that fish is thrashing underwater, you know, it'll actually tear a hole in its lip and get off if it doesn't have the stretch of the line. Monofilament will stretch. Well, I'm trying not to have the pike bite me off as much with the fire line, and I'm using the fire line on that rod, and it's a lighter rod with backbone. So, I mean, we've gotten 11-pound walleyes in with these rods with no problem. And then on the 10-pound fire line, I'll run that down to about a 5-foot leader of 17-pound fluorocarbon. Now you ask yourself, why, Katzer, are you going with 17-pound fluorocarbon? I'm going to tell you, we have got barracudas in Devil's Lake, and they are northern pike, and they will bite you off so fast, even with that your bobber will just twitch. And I think you've actually had that happen quite a few times.
Absolutely.
Here. It's like, wow, I can't even hardly bite through that with my teeth, as trying to do it as a scissor action, and they just come through and just snip it right off. And so I've noticed that, you know what, I tried going the 8, 10, 12-pound route, and the walleyes don't care here. They just don't. The fluorocarbon is, I can still see it in the water, but they say that fish can't, so maybe they know more than I do. However, I'm just using a fluorocarbon leader on that with a small, either a 16th ounce or sometimes an 8th ounce, depends upon your wind, a jig when it's windy, or I'll use a Diachi number 4 walleye bait hook, it's called, and that's a Diachi. I like those. The Eagle Claws are really good, too, and I'll use number 4 with that. And all I'm doing is putting a split shot above that. And what you're trying to do with that is you just want to throw it up into the wood and just kind of have it, you know, just meander through the wood areas and rocky points or weed edges. You're going to use a leech, my favorite bait. You hook them when it's calm in the middle of the leech, okay? And then that leech will just go down there and he'll just cruise around like nothing happened. Now, if it's rougher out and you got some waves, I want you to use a 16th or 8th ounce jig, any color. I like the blue and whites or the orange and black seem to work better for us. And I'm hooking that leech through the sucker at that time. And the reason being, underneath that bobber, it almost looks like you're going to be vertical jigging that leech. So that thing is going to be constantly going up and down, and it really gives a great presentation done that way. Yes, you could still do it on a regular hook, but it looks better to me on a jig. So that's the two presentations that I do, and they catch just as many walleyes as they do pike, as they do perch, and as they do white bass. And it's the easiest thing to do, and normally no more than a foot off the bottom. The nice thing about using a 7-foot rod is you can make quick adjustments. Say you're in 8 feet of water. Well, just set your stop, and I like the rubber stops. Mm-hmm. I don't like the yarn tie-on ones.
Rubber stops ones are 50 times as good as the tie-on ones, because on either monofilament or fire line or whatever, the rubber ones don't slip, and you have to readjust. You have to check your depth 57 times while you're fishing.
Exactly, and here's a little trick on that. Now, I'm only using 8 to 10-pound fire line, Berkeley Crystal, any of that stuff. on there, you want to get the small ones. There's a large, medium, and small on those rubber stops, okay? You want the small ones. They don't slide as much. I believe Phil makes them, and it's been great. You can get them in most stores. We carry them here at the bait shop. And it's just, remember, you want the small ones for fire line. You could go with a medium one for mono. So just a little helpful deal there. 7-foot rod, you're in 8 foot of water. Reel it up, your rubber stop up to the top of the rod tip. Put the hook at the butt end of it, and you're set perfectly for a foot off the bottom. And that is normally what we do. That's exactly the rigs that we're using. You can also cast. I've had really great luck with Northland Impulse last year and the guys that have been using it this year. It's been absolutely awesome. You can get a paddle tail grub. You can get a twister. I prefer white, sometimes chartreuse and white. They've been working as well. It looks just like a Mr. Twister, but however, they've actually baked and impregnated in I guess we'll just call it bait fish or food, or they've done a heck of a job, and it's absolutely was wonderful for me last year. Or you could always grab a Northland Mimic Minnow, and the best color that I like that has been working the best is called Glow Chub. And any kind of glow chub, I use that in those buckshots, and I like it in the Mimic Minnows. Mimic Minnow, real simple. Cast it out, reel it in. That's as simple as it gets. That tail does all the work for you, and you'll catch everything under the sun. However, do yourself a huge favor and your checkbook too. Put a steel leader on, a 12-inch steel leader. Don't worry, you're in Devil's Lake. The walleyes don't care. And it's just going to save you, because you'll catch about 100 pike a day for about 25 walleyes. So,
well, and we talk about specifically about Devil's Lake with slip bobbering, Jeff, but I've slip bobbered walleyes in smaller, flooded sloughs. I've slip bobbered walleyes on Traverse, on Big Stone, on some Minnesota lakes. So it works everywhere, even though people don't always think about slip bobbering first. They think of, Lindy rigging or spinners or crankbaits. But slip bobbering works in shallower water or even deeper water on any lake that you want, because it you present the bait in a still fashion. So it's not just a Devil's Lake thing, I guess is my point. So
exactly. And it's really easy for us with clients that haven't fished a lot.
Yep.
For me to throw out a couple bobbers and say, there's your bobbers. Let me know when they go down. Or, it's just very simple. You've got a couple of kids. Let's throw out some bobbers for the kids. It's just a very easy but very productive presentation are those bobbers. I love them. You can cast all day long and catch just plenty of fish.
Excellent. Yep. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm up against the clock here, Jeff. You went on and on and on. It was great information. I was writing down notes here back in Fargo while you're in Devil's Lake, but I need to run. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors. Thank you, Jeff Katzer and Doug Lear, as always, for helping me make this program work. I'll talk to you Monday on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. See you then.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...